meeting Rhodey. "Is he still watching?" Tony asked. He took a sip of his milkshake and raised his eyebrows at the man across the table from him, who leaned to one side, then straightened and returned Tony's gaze. "Yes. Wait." He looked away. "Nope. Never mind. He's checking out the reflection in the glass on the announcement board," the man said. "He does that," Tony told him. "He's listening, too." "Hi, Steve." "Wave, Steve," Tony said. "Is he waving?" "Yes," the man said after a moment. "If you can call that a wave. It looks kind of like one of those things white people do in stadiums when you shoot t-shirts at them. They love that shit." "Sounds about right," Tony agreed with a shrug. "So, you're James Rhodes." "Call me Jim," Rhodes offered. "Eh," Tony shrugged. "We should really have code names. You could be Eagle One." "You could be I Swear I'll Never Even Think About It," Jim said smoothly. He rolled his eyes. "Is that okay?" "Did he break a piece of furniture while doing it?" Tony asked. Jim shook his head. "Then you're fine. So, I know you met with Steve already. How'd that go?" "Have you seen Saw?" Jim asked. Tony nodded and sipped his shake with a smile. "A bit like that. Less clowns, more possibility of bodily harm." "Steve worries," Tony said, turning his head to look over his shoulder. He caught Steve's eye, of course, smiled. "You're the first Omega on campus. He's not wrong to worry a bit," Jim admitted. "The way I see it, my job is to make sure you're able to do what you need to do. Classes, study groups, library, whatever, when he can't be here. That is, if you want me to." "How come you want to?" Tony asked. "I mean, babysitting me is a dream gig, I get that, but out of curiosity, what's in it for you?" "Not gonna lie, your alpha carries a lot of pull, whoever he is," Jim said, shaking his head a bit as his eyebrows raised in silent question. "But you know, I think it's pretty cool, I guess. You being here and all. Kind of history, you know? Not that long ago, it was people who looked like me making some history. I guess I'm thinking maybe I pay it forward a bit." Tony replied noncommittally. "So you support Omega Rights?" "Haven't really thought a lot about it. But I don't really see why not. At least for stuff like this. Education and all. If you can do the work, why not?" Jim replied. "If I built weapons, would you use them?" Tony questioned, gaze going sharp. "They gonna kill the guy shooting at me?" Jim countered. Tony nodded once. "Then I'm using them." "Blue raspberry. Fruit or candy flavor?" Tony asked. Candy?" Jim answered. "I would also have accepted hybrid, but okay," Tony replied. "Thoughts on Kylo Ren?" "Emo twats getting his ass handed to him by my girl Rey, I know that," Jim smirked. "Original series or next generation?" Tony asked. "Deep Space Nine, man, come on," Jim replied with a twist of his mouth. "Judge says we'll accept that answer," Tony said. "Okay, how about you now?" Jim retorted. "Me?" Tony shrugged. "Have at it." "Lord of the Rings, books or movies?" Jim asked. "Books, you heathen," Tony snorted. "Favorite Trek movie, not Wrath of Khan," Jim continued. "Galaxy Quest," Tony grinned. "Ah, well played," Jim nodded approvingly. "Your alpha has moved like 3 feet closer to us, by the way. And I don't know when or how, because I swear I was watching the whole time," Jim told him with a sigh. "What's he doing now?" Tony asked. "Pretending to read the campus safety tips sheet," Jim replied. "Well, actually, he probably is reading that," Tony laughed. "Steve's sweet, really. You'll like him once you get used to him. He's just nervous about leaving me here without him. He thinks people might be mean to me." "Tony, people might be mean to you," Jim told him gently but firmly. "It's college, and you're going to find a lot of people are woke, or trying really hard to be, while they go right on with their lives. But a lot of people are still not ready to sit next to an Omega. You're going to have to work twice as hard as everyone else just to get half the credit, and some people are going to hate you for it, even if you do everything absolutely right.
Look,
it's great that you have an alpha who wants you to have this, and I'm on board, okay? But it isn't going to be easy. It isn't going to be easy for you either, Tony pointed out with a weary sigh, looking down at the brown top table in the corner of the student union where his milkshake was making a small water ring. No, probably not, Jim acknowledged. Not the first thing in my life that hasn't been easy. I can't stop all that. Maybe he can, Jim said, nodding over Tony's shoulder where he could almost feel Steve hovering. But maybe he shouldn't. Not all the time. This isn't just about getting the grades or the degree. No Omega is going to show up at MIT, spend 4 years getting crapped on, and then go back to getting your nails done and lunching on rabbit food or whatever it is you do. How well you know us, Tony muttered. You want to be in the world. You do, right? This is the first step, and your alpha's as jittery as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, as my gran would say, Jim said, leaning forward and crossing his arms on the table. Look, Tony, I can't keep all that terrible stuff away from you. Not going to happen. It's going to suck sometimes. That's life, man. It isn't fair, but that's what we got. Maybe I can't stop it. He grinned and leaned back. But by Grab Thar's hammer, you shall be avenged. Oh, my God, you did that whole spiel just to do that, didn't you? Tony demanded, grinning widely. Jim rolled his eyes and waggled his head back and forth, trying not to smile. We're going to get along so well. This mean I passed? Jim asked. You passed, Tony assured him. Steve, I want him. I'm going to try not to have Richard Pryor flashbacks, Jim said, tilting his head to the side and shooting Tony a look. If we're going to do this, you should call me Rhodey. All my friends do. Rhodey, huh? Tony repeated. Nice. What about you? Friends call you Tones or something? You look like a Tones, Rhodey said, pursing his lips in consideration. Oh, I don't, yeah. Tony replied, smiling as he felt Steve's hand wrap around his shoulder, solid and reassuring. My friends call me Tones.